However, we need not always look to history for certitude. Some of us, like Adrian Slonecker, have a talent for scrying into the future. And here we see an example, a vision of Halloween 2093. Like the eyes of a black and white Kit Kat clock, mine slide from side to side, tracking the muted yelps of trick-or-treaters, the flutter of spectral curtains speckled by rain, and the shuffling shadows resembling gallows or uncomprehending cream-colored walls. My sight and hearing have collapsed into vague waves of recognition while my body betrays me with wilting limbs and weakening organs. Unworthy of this ecstatic mind that still counts to 50 in Russian and recalls the names and dates of Jack the Ripper's victims. Every day, angels of antisepsis with sponges and trays remind me of my 121 years with wonder and terror beneath manufactured cheeriness, as though I were a putrid corpse that forgot to die. Multi-degreed doctors marvel at my mental acuity, not imagining how this sharpness punishes me with shivers at impending embalming and a casket and a grave that grow closer. For I know that human anatomy is trapped by its expiry date. I flinch at flesh wounds, so how can I stomach the unprecedented loss of control and possibly pain of a perishing brain and a perishing heart?
Tis but a flesh wound.
I resolve to make a wake with ice and water and anemic slaps, yet it's been 39 hours. And drowsiness descends and seeps into each sagging pore. Soon it must win. But will I waken in November?
No one awakes. No one.
Another shaman is present. You know some answers, but not of them all.